This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many were and are nervous around those smart speakers that listen out all the time for your command and play out content when they understand what you've asked. Amazon was early into these smart speakers, and back in 2014, when the first Echo came out, they were being called a Star Trek computer for the home. Well, more people have grabbed these kinds of devices over the past year. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports on what the machines have learned about us.
We all spent a lot of time at home last year, and while we did, we added a few hundred million smart devices to our homes.
Yeah, we saw that the smart home essentially achieved mainstream status.
Adam Wright is a senior research analyst at the firm IDC. He says in the U.S., shipments of smart devices in 2020 were up nearly 9% from the year before. Wright himself has 10 smart speakers.
You know, we come down for breakfast in the morning, and the first thing I ask is for it to play The Wiggles.
Once a jolly swagman can buy a billabong.
That's always a hit from Australia.
You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Everybody sing.
Wright's kids are 2 and 4. They're the ones who like The Wiggles. The more we ask our smart speakers to play music or turn out the lights, the more they learn about us. Ifeoma Ajunwa studies surveillance as a law professor at the University of North Carolina.
Whether it's our personal grooming routines, you know, travel routines, they are getting very attuned to what we're doing on a daily basis.
Ajunwa says we're trusting companies not to provide that data to outside parties such as banks or our employers, and to use it responsibly themselves.
With a company like Amazon, they already have a vested interest in selling you more things. So with the Echo, they are collecting information that could be used to sell you more things, essentially.
Amazon says it doesn't do that or sell customer data to third parties. But there are no federal laws around what it can do with user data. Joseph Toro is author of the book, The Voice Catchers, How Marketers Listen In to Exploit Your Feelings, Your Privacy, and Your Wallet. He says that Amazon's privacy policy is pretty vague.
They can use any kind of interaction they have with you on any level to make any kind of inferences, which is quite astonishing.
And Toro says his research shows many people are resigned to just trusting in Amazon in exchange for letting Alexa turn out the lights. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.